Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
HealthyLife.net. I am Lynn Andrews, and my show will be live every fourth Tuesday of the month at 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am so excited to have this show and to be able to share with you not only my thoughts and experiences, but also the thoughts and the incredible endeavors of those of my guests, and I am so thrilled and honored to have E, which is the pen name of Ellen Sarver Dolden, author of Shmersky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness. And this has been a very successful book on the New York Times, and I want to introduce to her in just a moment. For those of you who do not know me, I've written 19 books in the Medicine Woman series, and I have schools and wonderful things that we do, events, and I also have written a book called Woman at the Edge of Two Worlds, The Spiritual Journey of Menopause. And so I am particularly interested in this interview with E. So without further ado, why don't we get into this this subject? She, E, has a resource treasure trove of women going through perimenopause and menopause. And E stands for everyone because everyone goes through menopause or knows someone who does. Ellen is passionate about promoting health and wellness in America. She is a founding member of the University of California San Diego Student Wellness Board. She serves on the Community Advisory Board and of Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla, has served on boards and so forth and so on, auxiliaries all over this part of the world. And everyone either goes through menopause or knows someone who will. Now a new book, Shmersky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness, is bringing this once taboo topic into the open with a fun twist focused on self-empowerment and support. And the book is written by E, the pen name, again, of Ellen Sarver Dolden. And E stands for everyone, as I said before. And I think I would like to introduce E now, if I may. E, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, it's wonderful. It's a great opportunity. Probably 10 years ago, I wrote my book on menopause, and it was a funny thing. People weren't ready yet to hear about this subject, and I think now they are. And I also think there's been more research done, don't you think?
Yes, I think that we're learning that there's a big myth about menopause, and that is that it happens when you're much older. And now we understand that's not the case, that perimenopause is the 6 to 10 years before you reach menopause. Mm-hmm. And the average age of a perimenopause is 41. So women are finding that they're starting to have symptoms like sleeplessness, memory loss, weight gain, emotional highs and lows, and of course also hot flashes, which is the most common that we know about. But they're learning that these symptoms are starting sometimes even in their late 30s. And women want to be prepared. I mean, when it's raining outside, we don't walk outside without an umbrella.
Right.
So why do we not want to be prepared about perimenopause and menopause? Well, the only reason was that we really thought it was something we didn't have to think about till we were much, much older. And so the message of Shmerzky, the pursuit of hormone happiness, is to really understand several things. One is that you're not alone and you're not going crazy when you start having symptoms in your 30s and 40s. Because there's over 50 million women going through this with you.
You know, I'd like to tell you something, E. When I was on book tour with my menopause book years ago, I ran into several women that at the age of 20 and 21 had gone through menopause, or were going through menopause, and lost their periods and forever before they were 30.
Exactly. I mean, it can happen. That's called premature menopause if you actually stop your period for a whole year before that the age of 40. But it is common, and it does happen because women are getting their period earlier now. I mean, there are some 8 and 10-year-olds now getting their period. So the whole process has moved up, and it is so important to trust how you feel, or as I like to say, think inside the box, because you know when you don't feel well, you know when something's happening to your body, and you need to listen to that, and you need to find a perimenopause and menopause specialist, which, by the way, is sometimes not the doctor who delivers your baby, but maybe somebody else in the office. And I have a whole chapter on how to find a great doctor. And you need to find a good partner, that's the doctor, so that you can work through the process and make sure that the quality of your life is on par with what you want it to be. And because if you hide and you don't allow yourself to say, I don't feel well and I need some help, you will not get the help you deserve.
That's so interesting. Women say to me, well, why would you hide? Why is this some sort of taboo subject? And, you know, people think that, well, you go through menopause and you're over the hill. And I've always said that menopause is really a gateway. And it moves you into a time when your spiritual life actually begins, when your childbearing years and probably most likely the raising of your family, certainly the younger years is over. And suddenly you do have time to spend, on your spiritual development, on whatever it is that you want to do with your life. But what I observed, and I'm sure you have as well, is that estrogen covers about 300 different, or governs about 300 different functions in your body. So when you suddenly start losing estrogen, everything shifts, and you really can go what you think is crazy. T.S. Eliot's wife was in an institution most of her life.
Well, here you're absolutely right, Lynn, and this is why I created a symptoms chart in the back of Shmerzky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness. There's over 30 symptoms that a woman goes through when her hormone levels start fluctuating, a lot of which nobody has ever told us about. And it's really helpful to use this chart every night to kind of chart your symptoms. And if you have any marks on this, you need to find a specialist to get some help, because you don't have to suffer.
But, you know, going to a specialist is another difficulty, because, you know, do they give you the proper testing? What is the proper testing? Should you take hormone replacement? What do you feel about all that?
Well, I do address all of that in Shmerzky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness. I have, number one, a whole chapter on how to find a book. I have a whole chapter on, I call it Shmerzky Numbers, which is the tests you might want to ask for or discuss with your doctor. And I have a whole chapter on hormone replacement therapy, and I try to explain the differences between, you know, natural and bioidentical and synthetic, and what the WHI study was actually about, and what type of hormone it was about. And, you know, I think that you're right. It is very confusing for women today because we're used to these sound bites. And these sound bites in the press that really don't explain the study and don't get
into... Well, they haven't had the study. That's the worst part.
Well, they give you a little blurb that says, oh, it's better to have hot flashes. It's better for heart, you know, protection. Well, what does that mean to have hot flashes? You know, does that mean someone who's on hormone therapy is supposed to go off their hormone therapy? I mean, no, you don't listen to that. You go. That's why you have a specialist who's up on the latest studies, who's really reading them, because what we get is just a snippet. I try to read the entire study, and I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I've got scientists and doctors to call on. And what I'm trying to do is make sure that women are empowered to understand what the options are, and then they can make a decision specific for them, because it is not a one-size-fits-all. Some women are absolutely fine with, let's say, acupuncture is great and can help them through the process with hot flashes and even mood swings. Some women, it will not help. It's not enough.
What have you found to be true about hormone replacement?
Well, there are the WHI study was done on an estrogen that came from pregnant horses' urine. It was not made to be bioidentical, which means identical to what your body makes, and it's a strong estrogen. And so what we're listening to is something that was studied about a pill that most women aren't taking anymore. Some women do still have to take it, but some women have switched to a bioidentical, what they call transdermal cream or a patch. Transdermal meaning it enters your skin before it goes through your liver. So very, very, it's much weaker, has less side effects. And so, again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. What's good for you may not be good for me. That's why you need to have this hormone chart. You need to chart your symptoms, and when you take it to your doctor, he knows exactly what's going on with you.
Are there any studies of late having to do with cancer and estrogen?
Well, there's a lot of studies out there, okay? And what I would like to see happen, and I've talked to many doctors about this, is I would like to see one big study that would take all the studies, not just in the United States, but outside of the United States, because there's many studies done in France, in New England, you know, England has studies, and if we took all the studies and we did a risk-benefit analysis, I would like to see that, and then I would like it interpreted in real English, so that the everyday woman can understand it. Because there's a lot of different studies. Some of them are very small. Like there are only 60,000 women. That's not considered a big study. But yet you read about it and you go, oh my gosh, you know, is this going to happen to me? So it's a very confusing one, and I think we need to straighten it out. And we need to communicate to the woman in a clear English so we understand. Because I even asked some scientists about these studies, and they say, well, I'm not even paying attention to that study because it's so small, it's meaningless.
Yeah, well, the problem is we don't have the studies, really, and they have to go over so many, many years that they won't apply to us anyway in 20 years.
But the most important thing is to trust how you feel. Like, I like to tell this story about Lorraine. You know, she started perimenopause with depression, which happens to a lot of women. And she just felt her world was crumbling, and she literally did not know how to function. She had a very big job. She went to her internal medicine doctor, who put her immediately on an antidepressant. She went home with it, which she took for 5 years. And she never felt better, but she didn't go back to the doctor, and she didn't trust how she felt. She didn't call up and say, I need another appointment. For 5 years, she suffered. Then she got a hold of Shmershky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness, and it dawned on her, well, maybe I'm in perimenopause. Maybe that's why I was so depressed, and I still don't feel well. And so she found a new doctor. She charted her symptoms, and she's on a whole new plan. And frankly, it was like a light opened up for her. So the most important thing for your listeners to understand is that you have to be empowered with knowledge. And so that's why you need to read and understand what is perimenopause, what are the symptoms, and then you need the tools to get through it. But you don't have to suffer. And I say that because there's a lot of marriages that break up also. Because really, when people don't understand that drops in estrogen can cause I call my vagina a shmershki, so that's why the name shmershki is in the book, cover of the book. But your shmershki or your vagina can get dry, and, you know, when that happens, a woman would rather clean the floor in her kitchen than go to bed, and often she doesn't know how to communicate that to her partner. Mm-hmm. But these things happen when you go through perimenopause and menopause. No one told us about that. Our partners aren't prepared. They don't know. So they personalize it. And a lot of relationships start to crumble. Also, a drop in testosterone can really change your libido. And even though you love somebody, you may not be interested anymore. And it's a physical thing. It is not an emotional thing. It is physical as a result of hormone changes.
So it's a biological. The effects are from the biology body.
It is resulting in a physical change.
Do you see a change in the way older women are being portrayed in the media? And how is the idea of cougars, say, helping dispel the myth that sex ends at menopause?
Well, first of all, I think today we have a lot more women in their 40s and 50s and 60s who are single, and they are independent. And they're loving it. And so I think that there's a change in, you know, what one considers to be a single woman. And often these women are, you know, earning a lot of money, and they're very respected in their industries. But they may be having menopause. You know, where does menopause or hot flashes fit in the boardroom? Well, it's going to fit because... it's going to happen. And so I think that it's important to take an active role in your perimenopause and menopause journey, whether you're single or and out in the dating world or not. I mean, I have a wonderful story in the book, other women's stories that I've included in the book. That's why I do say the book is by E, because it's a little bit of every woman's story. There was one woman who was single, and she happened to be with a fabulous new boyfriend, and she started to have a hot flash in the middle of the night as she was snuggled up to him. And, you know, it was actually extremely embarrassing at first, and she had no idea that it was a hot flash, really. She was in her late 40s, single. And, you know, but she talked about it, and they discussed it, and I think that's the new cougar, she, or however you want to call it, the new single woman. I mean, I think cougar kind of denotes somebody who's older dating a younger man, but sometimes you're not older. You're the same age. And, you can be terrific and beautiful and wonderful and be going through perimenopause and menopause.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, they expected women to die at the age of 50 at the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the studies that should have been started never were. And now we have to kind of find our own way, find our own doctors. So many doctors are not acquainted with any studies whatsoever about all of this, and I think that's one of the terrible problems.
if you go to a doctor and they really, they just kind of put you on one pill or another. Oh, you can do bioidentical or you can do this, blah, da, 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 da. And they really don't take the proper tests. To see what truly is out of balance. And, you know, I used to tell people, or women, that when you have, I had terrible hot flashes, for instance, and it was just, it was horribly upsetting. In fact, they hurt, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, some people have, you know, little tumors. What are they called? I haven't spoken about this in a long time. In your uterus, and when...
Oh, fibroids, you mean?
Fibroids, yes. And when you stop, when estrogen, when it's depleted, those start to go away. And when they're going away, they will pull on your uterus. You can feel it. And as they're slowly disintegrating, and I had to discover all of this. In the meantime, spiritually, I felt that when you go through the gateway of menopause, that you're stepping into your spiritual life, as I said, but also that hot flashes are a way of burning away all the old baggage that you carry, the old preconceived ideas of what a woman is.
I agree with you. As a matter of fact, I went through what I would call a real spiritual awakening at one point. I mean, because it was difficult for a while. And then all of a sudden I realized, you know, this is just an incredible time for me. I need
hold that
tight,
that thought, if you will. Just hold that thought. We have to wait just a moment for station identification. I'll be right back with E.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your Dreaming Spirit Council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynnandrews.com.
Here's your HealthyLife.net Green Sense tip. If you can afford to buy all organic food, focus on buying fruits and vegetables like strawberries, bell peppers, spinach, cherries, peaches, cantaloupes, celery, apples, apricots, green beans, and cucumbers, which can be heavily contaminated if they're not organic. Also, limit your use of conventional farm-raised fish, meat, poultry, eggs, and dairy products so you can eliminate antibiotics, hormones, and pesticides. It just makes good green sense.
www.lynnandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynnandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynnandrews.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
A most wonderful book called Shmrishti about menopause. And during the break, we were talking about it's a spiritual time for women. It's a time that should be celebrated, not a horrifying time. Our rituals for women at first blood should be celebrated. At wise blood, which is menopause to me, it should be celebrated. We don't necessarily in this culture celebrate the passages from one aspect of life to the other. And to me, menopause is a great adventure for women if they can see it that way. And you were speaking about that, Dee. What were you saying?
No, I totally agree with you. I think that's beautiful, beautiful what you're saying. Because here's the thing. Again, it happens when you're young, and it goes on. You're either in perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause over half your life. And one of the things you learn during the symptom-laden time that's often difficult is that it's time to take care of you and that it's you need to put you on the list. And that's a beautiful thing after you have children and you've nourished them and maybe you've had a mate for many years. And it is time to spend some time on yourself and to celebrate who you are. And it is a really great time if you understand what is happening and are able to take care of yourself and be your own best friend.
Yeah, it is really, really true. And I think that the confusion is that we don't know what's really happening to us. And it's very frightening when your body seems out of control. It's like an earthquake. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to kind of live through it.
Exactly. I kind of felt at one point that an alien had swooped down and taken over my body.
You were a walk-in. No kidding.
Exactly. And I would wake up and go, okay, who are you going to be today? I don't know if I even want to be with you. But once I figured it all out and understood and found help and got the right tests and understood everything, I feel phenomenal, and my life is full and fabulous.
Are you personally taking hormone replacement?
You know, I am. I actually, my quality of life decision was that I need to take a bioidentical hormone replacement, and it changed my life. Changed my life.
In what way?
Well, I was not functional. I could not grab a thought. For some people, really big drops in hormone levels can really cause a memory loss. And my husband and I are in business together, and I literally couldn't finish a sentence. He would finish my sentences for me. And no, really. And I'll tell you,
I'm laughing.
Yeah, people thought it was cute, Lynn. They thought it was cute because we've been married so long, but it was not cute. It was out of necessity.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
And it frightened me, and I started to isolate myself. Like, I didn't really want to attend the meetings. I didn't really think I should go until I figured out what was happening to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I found a specialist. I started on the very minimal amount, and it changed my life. I can think. I can function. So I always say it's a quality of life issue.
Did hot flashes come back to you when you started those?
No more hot flashes. And, of course, mine happened in the boardroom, but they weren't on my face. I stood up from a meeting, and it looked like my pants had been wet, like I'd wet my pants.
Yeah.
And the perspiration would drip down the center core of the feminine, center, all the way through my pants. And I was mortified. And honestly didn't know what it was the first time it happened because, again, I was in my 40s, and frankly, my mom's 91. I adore her. Never mentioned the word menopause to me in my whole life. Didn't
tell me anything about it. And when I did get my my period, it was the curse.
Right, yes. That's what they called it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a shame. Because it's the beginning of your fertility, it's first blood, it should be celebrated, and as wise blood should be celebrated. It should be. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
it's,
I remember when I talked to my daughter about getting her period. I told her it's the most beautiful thing you will be able to bring life into the world. And I presented it in the way that I exactly what you said, because it is a beautiful thing, but our mothers were brought up in a totally different generation where everything was a secret. And they were always supposed to be fine. As a matter of fact, I have a whole chapter on that. My mom's favorite saying to this day is, I'm fine, fine, super fine.
Oh, is that wonderful?
Yeah.
But, you know, most women of that age and that era of our time were always Pollyannas. You could not say, I'm miserable, or I am confused, or I hurt, or I am in terrible pain. They just didn't do that.
No, they suffered in
silence. They suffered quietly.
Yeah.
And
you don't need to do that.
Revolutionary Road was so indicative of that.
Yeah. Yep, we don't need to do that. In fact, I remember my mother telling me that my grandmother once had a bout of depression and was hospitalized. And I realized that was when she was going through menopause, perimenopause.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's what they did to women then.
Yeah.
And they often gave them shock therapy.
Of course, no wonder
my mom never mentioned it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, she didn't want to go through what her mother went through.
So interesting. When I my books are about women taking their power, but they're stories. I don't know if you've ever read them, the Medicine Woman books, but they're all about my experiences with women of power around the world, in Nepal and Australia and South America and so forth. And I write about my experiences with them, about women taking their power. When I first went on tour with Medicine Woman, which was in 1980, they said, oh, for God's sake, don't mention the word power. It will scare your audience to death. And, of course, my books were all about that. I mean, how was I supposed to talk about what I was writing about without mentioning power?
Honey, you were ahead of your time. We love that. We love that. Thanks to you, you know, people are listening, and we're breaking taboos.
I know, but, you know, look at the world. Look at what's happening in Egypt today. Women are fighting in Tahrir Square for equality in Egypt and the reforming of the government. And the men are pushing them down and treating them horribly and, you know, beating them up. And it feels prehistoric to me, for heaven's sake.
It's incredible. But you know what? When the sisterhood puts their mind in something,
yep,
don't even try to stop us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can break these taboos down. And that's one of the reasons I wrote Shmersky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness, because I really don't want anyone to suffer. We need to talk about it. We don't need to hide.
Why don't you hold that thought, Ian? We'll be back in just a moment after station identification.
www.lynandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynandrews.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, the same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within. to find the key to your dreams, the dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power. Learn how to access and work with your dreaming spirit council through divine power and communication. Recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynandrews.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
You were saying something wonderful, Eve. Can you continue?
Well, I just think we don't need to hide. Like you were talking about what's happening in the world, when we stand up and speak out and are empowered and educate the people around us so that people understand what we need and the kind of medical care we want to have, and we prepare the next generation of women for perimenopause and menopause. That's what we should be proud of. And
you know, it's so true, but you know, there's so much more to it than that, I think. Women are one down for the most part in the world. It's very hard to be equal, even though there are more female CEOs probably than there are men at this point.
Yeah.
It's still a very in other words, women do not have the feelings of self-worth that they need. They feel that if they stick their head above the crowd, that their head will be cut off, that somehow if you're famous, you won't be loved. And those are things that I dealt with in the most painful of ways when I was beginning my career, and I'm sure you have seen some of that, haven't you?
Well, I think that if you look around at women today and the positions women are in, I mean, look at the Congress, look at you know, some of our political figures that we look up to are women now. It's a struggle. There's no question, and many women paved the way, but we can't ever stop, because if we stop, we go backwards.
But you know the interesting thing to me, and I don't know if you see this, but women who take their power, in particularly in business, I would call it holding up a male shield. But what's really happening is that they try to be like the men, rather than being the beautiful, humble, intelligent women that they are. There's a humbleness that is taken away by the business world. You got to be more powerful. You got to be tough. You got to be wicked almost. And, you know, that's a kind of a male condition, patriarchal condition. You know, I'm saying in a generality, of course. But I think women have to learn to be the magnificent creatures that they are. And that comes with not only the physical journey of menopause, but also, how does this affect me spiritually? I don't care what you believe in, but believe in yourself. And have some kind of dialogue with the divine, whatever that is to you. And what I'm saying has nothing to do with religion. It just has to do with, and it may have to do with religion, but understanding that this is really, not only is it a physical process, but it's a spiritual one as well.
Well, and you know, I agree with you. I sign all my emails, and I actually have a tribute in the book to a mentor of mine who taught me to make every day my birthday. And so I sign all my emails happy birthday, because when it's your birthday, you celebrate yourself. You have a little lighter step in your day. You wake up a little happier, maybe. But you think about yourself, and you reflect, and you have some kind of celebration. And I think that we lose that. Sometimes we're so driven that we forget to take the joy of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, women have to work often harder. They have to be brighter. And woman, smarter, and all of those things. Unfortunately, it still exists, the difference. You're absolutely right. I do love to have my door open for me, but I want to be paid the same as anybody else for the job I'm doing, whether I'm a female or a male. But for me, I like to be a woman and maintain my femininity. But for some, in the jobs they're in, it's very, very difficult. And so if we celebrate ourselves every day, whether you meditate or you go on a walk or you just sit at your desk and close your eyes and, you know, have your own moment, those things help us with our spiritual side, which nourishes our soul.
And people have to know, what is the soul? You know, what is the meaning of my life? Why have I chosen this? Because I do think you choose your life. And I think you do choose your family. And the situations, your acts of power in your life are very well chosen. But they create mirrors for you so that you can grow. And menopause is an incredible mirror.
Yeah, it is. And on our website, shmirsky.com, which is S-H-M, like mother, I-R, S-H-K-Y.com, we actually promote Shmirsky parties where women get together and they talk and they share. And we have questions on there. We even have a Shmirsky Cosmo because, you know, women sometimes like a cocktail or two. And it promotes this sisterhood where we support, where you can get the support from other women on your journey, because I think one of the beautiful things about women is that we do help each other. I think the sisterhood is very powerful through life. As a matter of fact, there's been some studies showing that, you know, how you live longer if you actually are social and enjoy being around others and having the touch and hug of another person. And it really does help you in life with joy and happiness.
Well, I think you're right. And you started a business, did you not, with your husband?
Yeah, my husband and I are in the real estate business, but I started Shmirsky Universal, which is the business that is produced the book, and then Hyperion Voice bought the book, and they're my publisher. They're fabulous. And but you know, we're focusing on empowering women, and we have a website that's trying to help women do that. And I write blogs. As a matter of fact, I have a blog about what you were just talking about.
And hold that thought, if you would be so kind, Ian.
Sure.
We'll be back in just a moment.
www.lynandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynandrews.com.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. We'll be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your Dreaming Spirit Council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynandrews.com.
A healthy life needs no twists. HealthyLife.net is best enjoyed straight up.
Back with E, who has written Schmirsky, and we have a few minutes left to this show, and I'd like to give E a chance to talk about whatever it is that is most important to her that she'd like you all to know.
Well, thanks so much. First of all, I love talking with you. You're fabulous, and thank you for all you've done for the sisterhood. And
thank you so much.
We appreciate
that.
We
all work in our own way.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, the three main things I want to make sure your listeners get across and understand is that they're not alone and they're not going crazy. Perimenopause is going to cause some symptoms, and you can find the symptoms chart in the back of Schmirsky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness, to help you through them so that you understand what those symptoms may be. There's over 30, and you should be prepared. And also, you need to trust yourself. Trust how you feel. You're smart. You know when you don't feel well. You know when you need to find some help. So get the help that you need and deserve. Do not hide and pretend that you're fine. We do not have to do that anymore. We're breaking that. That is not necessary. Being in perimenopause and menopause is not about getting old or anything to do with age. It's about feeling good. And when you feel good, you will feel young your whole life. So get the help and the support that you need to feel good and to feel empowered and enjoy your life.
How does your book help relationships between teenagers and mothers going through perimenopause and menopause?
Well, first of all, the book is written, I say it's written for anyone who has a vagina or knows somebody who has one. So that's a big market. Because when the mother's going through perimenopause and menopause, the children in the household are going through it with her, and also her mate is going through it with her. So the book is written so that you can give it to your teenager and say, please read this so you understand what I'm going through so we can talk about it. It's a very, very helpful tool. That's why I kept the book small. I call it a small book with a big story. But oftentimes, in the same household, Lynn, right now, we've got a child going through puberty, and we've got a mother going through perimenopause.
Surely.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the perfect storm. Hello. Yeah. So, and they're both going through the same kinds of things in different ways. And so I like to bring that out because, you know, it helps to understand each other. And instead of rolling your eyes, perhaps a hug, you know, instead of the critical look that we often give our children, perhaps a hug and let's sit down and have a conversation. And those, the communication breaks down, and that's the biggest problem. Don't stop communicating. You're going through the same things.
It's so wonderful when you find that actually we really are so much the same, whether we're in this part of the world or some other part of the world. And our needs and our desires and our loves are the same. And one of the things that you have is reaching out is in, and suffering in silence is out. Why is this so important for women to share information about how they are feeling, perimenopausal, menopausal, and so forth? And, of course, that's what you've been talking about. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, maybe you can tell our listeners, how can women who spend so much time caring for their families really prioritize taking care of themselves?
Well, you know, this is the most important thing. You must put yourself on your list. You know, often we have these lists. We need to do this. I call them a to-do list. We have our whole post-its with things all over the place that we have to do, you put yourself on there. Because you do need to allow yourself the time to, A, be vulnerable and recognize that you perhaps might not feel okay, and, B, figure out how to get the help that you need, which is why I wrote this book, Shmershky, The Pursuit of Hormone Happiness. It's a tool. I call it a toolbox. It's full of stuff that's going to help you through this and help your family through it. But you do have to put yourself on the list in order to take care of yourself. And, you know, I say you have to be your own best friend. And sometimes it's hard for us to learn how to do that. We're not used to being a caregiver to ourselves.
Many women do not know how to do that. They don't know how to feel their self-worth.
Yep.
And it's so very difficult. And that is a teaching unto itself, obviously. That's why I have my schools and my online courses and all of these things I do. Because when you go into a crisis, which you might call menopause, is, in a sense, it's a crisis, it's a change, a huge change in your life, sometimes, not always. And if you do, you have to be prepared, as you were saying.
Have a whole chapter on your Shmershky board. In other words, consider yourself a company, and you need a board of people to help you with your company. And so the Shmershky board is a support group. And you can turn your morning exercise crew or your book club or your birthday lunch bunch or your cooking club or your carpool or your play group or your investment group or your cocktail circle into a Shmershky board. In other words, those people love you. Talk to them. Get support. Don't hide under a bush. Reach out and get the support that you need. And I say reaching out is in and suffering in silence. It's out.
Yeah, it surely is. And it's such a wonderful thing that you have written this book in the first place. And I think women have gone through some really terrible, terrible experiences, as you say, and we have come out of the dark ages, I think, in terms of menopause. Germaine Greer wrote a book called The Change. Did you ever read that about 15 years ago?
No, I have not.
That's an extraordinary book, but it's a very painful book about going over the hill. And I think it is so unfortunate for women to think, and men, you know, you're over the hill. You know, when men go through, what do they call it?
Andropause?
Yeah, well, they go through menopause.
Andropause, they call it andropause.
Second childhood. Mm-hmm. You know, what do they call that?
Andropause.
More than women, I think. Although I think women do, too.
No, men go through a midlife crisis,
that's
and it's called
I'm
andropause.
Isn't it wonderful? That's why I write. Because.
Yeah.
Anyway, midlife crisis.
And yeah, they call that. They often call it a midlife crisis. Yeah.
It's extraordinary when you hit that. Usually now, when maybe your retirement isn't going to be there, and all of these things that are happening financially all over the world. I mean, what a time for us to be going into menopause.
Yeah, but like you said, you know, you can be on the top of the mountain and looking at the stars, or you can be, you know, in a negative place. I mean, we make choices.
We make choices. It's hard to do, to say, gee, this is a spiritual time when you're sitting in a pool of perspiration.
Yeah,
and,
but if you get support, though, that's why you need support. That's why you need to share. Yeah. Because if you get support and you have the love from the people around you, you can make the better decisions on how to take care of yourself.
Right.
And it doesn't have, like you said, it can be a spiritual awakening, not such a bad time.
I also think people should interview doctors rather than going to a doctor. They need to interview them and see what they think, what they can offer.
I have a whole chapter on that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think it's important. People usually put them in the place of authority. Anyway,
and also, it helps to bring an advocate with you. that's helpful.
We have to stop for a second for station identification. Just one moment, E.
www.lynandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynandrews.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
E, I would just love to thank you so much for being on the air with us, and hopefully everybody will go out and buy your book, Smirsky, and go to your website, go buy this book. It will help you so very, very much with this wonderful portal that we step through called, to me, it's Wise Blood. Anyway, I so love what you do, and have the most wonderful year, E, and I appreciate you very, very much. And thank you for being on the show and enlightening all of our listeners.
I loved it. Thank you very much for helping women.
Well, thank you, my dear. We'll meet soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
I do, too.